It's the first Thursday of the month. For Tim Kerr, that means he's setting up for Beer and Hymns.
Beer and Hymns is a kind of an Irish pub tradition where you get together and you do just what it says. You drink beer and you sing old gospel tunes.
And Kerr says everybody is welcome.
Yeah, we really don't want it to be a quote-unquote church night. A lot of the folks in this area have probably maybe been, I don't want to say harmed by the church, but don't feel necessarily welcomed by the church. So we'd like it to be a safe space.
Donnie Cusick is tuning up his bass guitar. He'll be accompanying tonight's vocals with a range of instruments.
I've got electric guitar, acoustic guitar, a banjo, a mandolin. My brother Larry's got a bass and got a couple more guitarists coming.
He says he plays in church every Sunday, but there's no reason worship music needs to stay there.
You know, there's something kind of nice about taking Jesus to places where you wouldn't necessarily expect to find him.
He classifies the style as
just old rip snorting, toe tapping stuff.
Beer and Hymn Nights are happening across the country, and it's all because of the Wild Goose Festival. Organizer Vanna Fox says the annual gathering in the North Carolina mountains combines spirituality, social justice, and music.
One of the things that just sort of happened was the beer tent was beside the main stage, and we were just doing some hymn singing, and it just became this huge warm fuzzy for everyone to sit around and drink a beer and sing old hymns.
But she says beer and hymns isn't everybody's idea of worship.
You're going to get kicked back, particularly from the Southern Baptists and the more conservative within all the denominations, about the beer. So, pretty much we just smile and say, we would love to have you, but if you're not comfortable, I understand.
Tim Cassidy and his wife Patty are thumbing through hymn booklets at the Silver Cow. They're familiar with the place.
It used to be called the Grand Balloon, and Patty and I met here in 1976.
Patty says it's their second time at Beer and Hymns.
And we go to contemporary church now, so we don't really usually sing these songs. And so it's going back to a time and a moment in my life that is a good memory.
That's what a lot of people said. Hymns are nostalgic.
No, I'm not religious. Spiritual maybe, but I'm not a member of any church.
Frankie Lee is sipping a brown ale. It's sitting beside a skull with googly eyes in the Cobweb Halloween decorated bar. She says there's no pressure here.
A very accepting, loving community, which I think if more churches were like that, I think they'd be a little bit more popular.
Beer and Hymns is every first Thursday of the month at the Silver Cow. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.